Hey guys, how's everyone doing? I just want to start today again with another story from Russell. So when he started with one of his mentors, he was he was always taught stick with the fundamentals, stick with the fundamentals. And this was back in the day when everyone was, making money by spamming fax machines with ads, and people were making millions of dollars off that. But then one day, it all came to grinding halt when it was made illegal to do so. But by that point, they lost everything, all their money and income overnight. But Russell had built an asset of his list, which had kept him going, And yeah. So what I was going to talk about today is the whole aspect of belief. The end of the day, it's a numbers game. Another story of Russell's, he spent 30 days making a membership site when he was in college, and he sold something like, it was like $30 a month, and he had 300 people signed up to it. So he was making quite a lot of money a month. Over five figures a month. And this was his project he was working on. And when he presented it to the class, the lecturer was like, "Whoa, Russell, that's amazing. That's much more money than I make, and I've been working for years. It's like, this is amazing. Has anybody got any questions for Russell?" And he said, "It's just like lazy, semi-conscious students. They're all just looking at him." And one guy raised his hand and said, "Oh, that looks cool and all, but it looks like an awful lot of work." And at the time, Russell didn't have the confidence to say anything back. But on reflection now, because in reality, this guy was going to be graduating in a month or so, and he was probably going to get a job that was paying, 25, 30 grand a year. And every few years he was gonna get a small bump up in salary, and then, maybe by the time he retired, he'd be like making 60 grand a year. Russell was making, 100 grand a year from his project. And it's like, well, surely put everything into it for 30 days is a lot more worthwhile than just working a 9 to 5 for the rest of your life. And that all comes back to my avatars, like the people I want to target, people like me, sort of young, like mid-20s to mid-30s, want to escape the 9 to 5, know there's ways to make money online, maybe not 100% convinced by it, tried a few things, failed, not quite getting there. That's the people I've targeted. This is not a get rich scheme or anything like that. This is a fundamentals game. As Steve Larson was saying, it's like, people teach you things, and it's like all the glitzy sexy bits at the end, which is 20% of it, which is high risk stuff. But it's like you need to learn the 80% of it before. And he's got a good story. When he first started, he was going to college. He was also in the army. I'm not sure about the timescale, but when he was going to college, he was trying to make it in business, and his new wife at the time had a kid. She wasn't making that much money, and so Steve was coming back, and she was in bed every day. And he's like, "Oh, what's wrong?" She's like, "Oh, no, I'm fine." And anyway, started wearing them because he kept coming back after college, and she was still in bed. And eventually found out it's because she was only having one meal a day, because she was making him meals, dinners, and lunches to take to the classes at college, so he'd do well, so that'd be their ticket out of there. And that must be such a painful experience for him to share with us. the, you know, so, you know, he was brought up hardworking, and the whole idea of asking his dad for some money was, you know, way out of the question. Anyway, they both went out to get student loans, and it's like $6,000 coming in, but it wasn't going to come to afford 6 weeks. Anyway, he was, you know, he was pacing about the college one day in like an empty canteen, took off his jacket. You can still remember the ventilation whirring. He was trying to psych him up, and he eventually called up his dad and said, he's like, "Dad, I can't feed my wife." He's like, we've got money coming in for 6 weeks, but can you float me $3,000and we'll reimburse you when the money comes in?" And there was a long pause, probably only a few seconds, but in those times probably felt a lot longer. So he knew, you know, something deep was going to come out of it, and his dad said, "Son, no. If I give you the money now, you won't exhaust the resources that you didn't know you had." And that's so powerful, because, you know, it put his back up against the wall. It's like, whoa, he's like, "I've really got to do something." It's like, we're going to be dead in a week. Don't have any money at all to even feed ourselves. And, you know, he ended up 17 failed businesses. And he made it in the end, and you know, entrepreneurship is the loneliest place in the world. And it's like, you know, everyone's got empathy for everyone, but no one's got sympathy. It's like people that say, "Oh, I don't have time." It's like, well, you're probably watching Netflix, not doing the right things, wasting your time that you got free. And if you've got no money, Steve was saying, it's like, you're in the best place, bootstrap it. And it's like, and you know, it's like, what becomes your obstacle of saying you can't do something? Don't let, you know, that's your key to success, not your key to destruction. Steve wanted to get to the Funnel Hacking Live. So you get in front of Russell, which is one of his show, and it's like, he couldn't afford, you know, anywhere to stay to get there, or plane tickets. So he started building funnels to get there. And it's like, he didn't know how to build funnels at the time. He was building funnels for someone, for people. And it was like, he would get in touch with his support. He's like, how do I change the background color? How do this? How do that? He was asking like 2-3 questions for a year before he perfected it. Anyway, by the time we got to the Funnel Hacking Live, you know, still broke. And he got there, and at that time he'd helped so many people that his name was in front of Russell, and he got offered a job 3 days later. He was working for Russell Brunson, building him funnels. And, you know, from there, he was there, and that's eventually how he started his own venture. So yeah, don't let it disable you. There's so much more to come. It's like, there's so much noise and stuff that stop entrepreneurs succeeding. It's like I said, it can be like the loneliest place in the world. And you've got, you know, if you start comparing yourself to others, it might take you a bit longer. It's like, oh, not quite as good as that guy. It's like, if it takes you longer, you know, you don't want depression, entrepreneur depression, by comparing yourself to others, stuff like that, and putting up roadblocks so you don't succeed, etc. You know, it takes as long as it takes, but you just got to put the time and the effort into it. And it's like, whatever it takes, you just got to overcome it. And that's the end of it, you know. So I'm going to be reporting. This is day one of the OFA, you know, going through it again. So, be with you tomorrow. Have a good night. See you tomorrow.